the double shovel, the top horror, the gee whiz.
The gee whiz. What was the gee whiz? That's
well,
a great
name. It was a thing that had a series of springs similar to this.
Mm-hmm.
It was sharp on the end, and you just simply hold them down, push them down in the ground as far as you want them going. They were springing. If they'd hit roots or something, well, they'd spring back and jump over.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the raking plow,
mm-hmm.
and the disc har. That's the thing that has the round, well, you see the disc now on tractors, you know, these huge. We had those, and they were the heaviest tool a team had to pull. It's really hard on. And we had the section har, which was you could take apart and use one section or two sections or three sections, depending on the size team or the size of the place you was harring down. Then we had the drag. We had a drag that we had a bedder that bedded up the cotton rows then, and we would either harrow them down with harrows or we'd drag it off with drags, and that was followed with a planter.
Mm-hmm.
We had one row planters, and later my dad, as soon as they come out, he got him two row planters.
Oh.
Yeah. And we had cultivators.
Cultivators.
And of course, getting out of the plow family, we had mower machines and hay rakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We never owned a hay baler.
Mm-hmm.
There's more than one reason. One hay baler would take care of many farms.
Uh-huh.
My dad didn't have the time to operate it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't, it's much money invested in it that he didn't want to just let Dick, Tom, or Harry run it. And he didn't want to be tied down with it, because if he'd get caught up, why, he'd take my brother and I fishing. So we'd make arrangements for someone else to bale our hay.
Uh-huh.
And when that happened, the hay baling crew and all of your own crew would gang up and bale your hay, and the, for instance, would fix dinner for that whole crew.
Mm-hmm.
If it took one day or 2 days or 3 days, and have 40 or 50 people. But the neighbor women would come in and help,
mm-hmm.
see. Maybe we'd do today, and
mm-hmm.
my mother and Miss whoever it would be,
mm-hmm.
would all take things that they could fix and go over there, and they'd boil that old coffee. Then it's back when I was a kid, it's boiled in a pot.
Oh.
Wasn't no percolator to it. You boiled you ground your own coffee,
mm-hmm.
and boiled it.
Uh-huh.
And coffee and milk was what you'd have. Water.
Coffee,
you had three
milk.
Choices. Coffee, water, and milk.
And
the kids didn't get the coffee.
but you did, because...
Yeah, I slipped around.
You
I slipped around.
Got it. Uh-huh.
Got it. But, you know, that was... that got the job done. That harvested your crop, and so much fun.
Uh-huh.
The men would sit around and rest during the noon hour and talk, and the women would feed us and take those old fans and keep the flies away from it.
Oh,
you know? And,
yeah.
Everybody happy. You didn't see people unhappy in those days. It's really, Mary, it's sad, and you couldn't realize just unless you could have gone back, you know, and lived it.
Mm-hmm.
We had mean people then, and we had thieves then, but they were the exception.
They were very unusual.
And they were in one class, and
uh-huh.
we were in the other.
Uh-huh.
They were distinctly no good.
Uh-huh.
They knew it, they admitted it, and they were punished for it.
Uh-huh.
And
the kind of people, now these though are not, now the kind of people you refer to, you were saying ne'er-do-well type people, now they would not necessarily be thieves or anything like that.
No.
Now, that was not the same.
The ne'er-do-wells were people
just
that
people.
Were illiterate to the extent
uh-huh.
that
uh-huh.
that they didn't know how to take the advantage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If they had a what we call a single stock plow,
uh-huh.
you'd go down this side of the road and throw the dirt to crop. You'd come back the other side.
Mm-hmm.
This day and time, they plowed 12 rows at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that single stock to them, someone made it, and it was a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's as far as they'd ever think.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't ever think, well, why couldn't I build something that'd do both sides of this at one time? See? And they didn't plan, they didn't cut their wood during the summer, hot weather. It was too hot.